Okay. I don't know why the metronome was on, but hi, welcome to Let's Talk with Kawan. This is episode 2, and today we're going to be talking about friendships and friendships, I guess. I want to say thank you for, I think it's 2 weeks ago when I've uploaded my first episode, and a lot of people at school went up to me and told me that they really liked me talking, even though I just yapped. I yapped about relationships and stuff like that. And I really appreciated when people went up to me and said that they really related with a lot of what I said, because low-key, I thought I was just talking about my own shit. Can I swear? Nah, whatever. But it really... It helped me a lot realize that I'm not the only one going... No, I'm not saying I'm going through stuff, but the same idea, the same mentality of love as a teenager. So I really appreciate it. Hope that people still hear this episode. Thank you for listening to my first episode. But anyways, today we're going to be talking about friendships. We're going to be diving into the world of friendships, you know, how they shape us, the good ones that feel like family, the bad ones that teach us lessons, and, you know, the messy in-between moments that make friendships very, very, very complicated. I'm going to talk more about this is kind of a me personal thing. I'm going to put my mic. Talking about my experience with friendships and how confusing they are and not fitting within a specific friend group. And all that, so yeah, let's get that started. So, I was a kid who moved kind of frequently growing up. I was born in Cambridge, in Massachusetts, and I was born there, and then I lived in a city not so far from Cambridge. I moved when I was 2, and then I moved again when I was 7. So, I had some friends growing up, you know, from the ages of 2 to 7 in my elementary school. But I also had my family friends that we grew up next to each other. Just for reference, my parents, they're immigrants, and they emigrated here around, like, the year 2000, around there. And they had no one here. So I think they met a lot of their family friends at church. And from then, you know, they've been my family friends. All my friends that, you know, I met from... family friends, they're basically my cousins. I grew up with them, and those were my friends from the ages of 2 to 7. I think I have a lot of good memories with them. They were, yeah, I remember at my uncle's house, not my actual uncle, but basically my uncle, 4th of July, and I was shirtless with all my friends, and we were playing basketball, and it was just such a fun time, and I have a photo. Actually, I think my mom has the photo, but I can clearly remember the photo. It's just me, you know, with our arms wrapped around each other and just smiling, and oh my god, it was such a fun time. But yeah, I don't think I actually had a friend group that I was associated with. I still don't really have a friend group that I'm fully associated with, you know, a permanent one that I'm always hanging out with. I think that's just a thing of mine, I don't know. But, yeah, from the ages of 2 to 7, that's basically how my friends were. So, a week before I turned 8, I moved to another city. And that was because my parents, thankfully, were getting into a better financial situation. Still not great, but thankfully we saved enough money to move from, basically I lived, there were shootings going on every week, and that's not something funny to say, but I can laugh about my own trauma. But yeah, we moved to a much better city, more of like a suburb, and it was in the middle of second grade. It was in April of 2015, and I moved, and yeah, it was that. I didn't really think about it. I was kind of sad that, you know, I was leaving my friends from school, but I mean, you're 7. I don't think that you're gonna really think like, oh my god. Anyways, and I was honestly, it was actually kind of good for me because I moved to where a majority of my family friends were. I lived in a condo apartment complex sort of situation, and a lot of my family friends lived there. So I remember at that time when I was like 8 or 9, all of like the neighbors and all the the kids and my family friends, we would be outside playing soccer. We would knock on each other's doors and be like, hey, you want to play soccer? You want to, I don't know, play tag? There was a forest next to where we were, where I lived. And we would always play, we'd play a lot of games. And yeah, me moving to the new city, it was different. I still did not have a really big friend group, especially when I moved there. No one knew me. Everyone knew me as the joke, because I actually moved on April Fool's Day, and they thought I was a joke. Like, I'm not kidding you, but yeah, people thought I was a joke. Honestly, yeah, I am a joke. But yeah, people thought I was a joke, but clearly soon enough, they were like, oh yeah, this person is not a joke. And I started to acclimate. And I think that elementary school was not a great time for me. I was bullied a lot in elementary school for being the chubby kid. And that led to a lot of like the problems that I have today. Sorry, I'm opening my coffee. Sorry, I'm gonna take a detour for a bit. I'm drinking stock cold brew. You wanna hear a sip? Because last time I sipped from, I don't know what I was drinking, but ready? There you go. Boom. Yum, yum, yum. It's black coffee. I'm weird. But yeah, it was not a great time. I was bullied. It led to a lot of problems that I have today. Not problems, like mental stuff, like anxiety and body dysmorphia that I still am battling with today. But yeah, there was this kid who was my neighbor at the time, and he bullied me for being chubby and fat. And I didn't really think about it much at the time, but yeah, definitely led to quite a few problems. yeah, that shaped a lot of my elementary school moments. Fourth grade was particularly bad because my brother, well, that's when I found out that my parents, was it fourth grade or third grade? Somewhere around that time. I think it was fourth grade. I found out that my parents, when my mom was pregnant with my brother, he's 7 now, he's going to turn 8. And I was jealous. And I acted so bad in elementary school. Oh my God, I was just so bad. And yeah, I didn't really have a lot of friends because of that. But by fifth grade, my brother was born, everything was resolved, and middle school happened. I still stayed in the same city. I was in the city from, I think, around, so I was 7, and then I moved when I was 14. So I basically, a good chunk of my life was at that city. And middle school started, and people knew me for being the funny kid. From fifth grade to sixth grade, I went through a huge growth spurt, and I got more skinny. I changed a bit. I was really, really goofy and annoying in elementary school. I'm still annoying. But people knew me for, I don't know, I would just, when I was in elementary school, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. I would just grab my stomach and I would just like blub 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 with my stomach. It was weird. But by the time I got to sixth grade, I channeled my energy to being more funny. And I think in sixth grade, in middle school, I was pretty popular. People knew me. And yeah, I think that sixth grade was probably my peak. Well, peak in terms of like friendships and popularity and all that stuff. Sixth grade was a pretty rough time. You know what, I'll get into it, why not. I was pretty depressed. I was influenced by some people, and I went on my Snapchat on my story and I was like, I'm gonna kill myself and stuff like that. So that was that. I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but I don't know, when you're in that mindset of being, I don't know if I was depressed or not, now looking back at it, but people say that when you are depressed, it's like a blur in that time, and I kid you not, I do not remember November 2018 to like February 2019. I do not remember anything of it. So I think it maybe was, but I think that one of my, like, my friend who reported me to the guidance counselor, I think that was well needed because it got me out of that and started to go to therapy because of that. And I got diagnosed with anxiety in seventh grade. So that was well needed. But yeah, sixth grade was not the best time mentally, but definitely a peak moment for in sixth and seventh grade with friendships. And yeah, that was that. And then COVID happened. I gained a lot of weight, but I honestly didn't care. I don't know. I think I gained like 50 pounds. And a lot of my friends were like, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And they're like, you just gained a lot of weight. But they weren't like, you gained a lot of weight. They were just more concerned because I think they knew about my past and my body issues and stuff like that. So they were like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I actually wasn't really thinking about it. But around 2021, restrictions started coming out, and basically everything felt pretty good. I still had friends. And then I moved. My parents were like, thankfully they saved enough money. They're still getting into a better financial situation. They're like, yeah, we bought a house. So we moved again, and it's 14. That was 4 years now, I think. So I moved in August 2021, and I started high school in a completely new town, knew nobody. Literally, the people were racist. Quite a few people in the town were racist. You could feel it. We were the only people of color in my neighborhood. We still are, actually, for the most part. Except we have one neighbor that has a mixed household, but like for the most part, like literally, we were the only household that were people of color. Everyone else was white, and we were treated so bad. I felt discriminated moving to the town that I currently live in. Anyways, it was hard. Friendships was definitely hard. Freshman year was so difficult, and I didn't know anyone. The reason why I think I joined choir, and I started to get a lot of like my friends from choir, and also, I was like, I gotta meet new people. And I remember one day I was near, I think it was like the food delivery door or something like that, near the cafeteria. And I just sat down and I introduced myself to a bunch of these people. I think my friend Basil was there, and I think Cece, if I'm not wrong, Maya maybe. And I introduced myself. And I think some of those people were my first real friends at my high school. Yeah, freshman year was, yeah, by the end of freshman year, I think I made a few friends, but I wasn't in a friend group. By sophomore year, I think I was settled. I think that I knew that I was going to stay in my town. I wanted to move back so badly my freshman year. I was like, why? Like, I can just go 30 minutes to my old town, my old city that I lived in, because all my friends were there, quote unquote friends. Later, I don't know, now that I realize, not many of them were true friends, because I think that if we were friends, we would have kept contact. I'm not in contact with a lot of them, but that's besides the point. I think by sophomore year, I think I settled pretty well with friends. Yeah, sophomore year, and then junior year continued along. I think late sophomore year into junior year, I was kind of in a friend group, like a permanent friend group. That friend group kind of fell apart, but I'm still friends with people who are in the friend group, but I don't know, a lot of drama happened. And then now I'm into my senior year, I'm in my second semester, and I don't know how friendships and stuff like that are going. I think it's a very complicated thing, because I don't feel like I'm in a specific friend group, And I'm not complaining. It's like, I'm so lonely and all that, because people can take words and manipulate them. But I don't know. Like, for example, I had a choir concert. Today's Sunday, for reference. It's February 9th when I'm recording this. This is going to be out on the 14th on Valentine's Day. And I had a choir concert on Friday. And I heard a lot of my friends be like, hey, you want to go to the restaurant, like to Bertucci's or something like that. And I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited to the last one as well, to the last hangout as well. And I took it so seriously. Last time I was like, why didn't you invite me? Blah, blah, blah. Now I'm just like, now I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even ask, like, why didn't you invite me? I know that they have their own thing going on. They have their own friends. And that's okay, I guess. I'm not, I didn't really take a defense, like, defense and all that. I don't know. It's just they have their own friends and they prioritize themselves. And that's okay. I think that I'm very, very extroverted, but I don't really stick to a lot of friends. I don't really have a bunch of, like, close friends. I've never, growing up, I never had one true best friend that, you know, we would always hang out and blah, blah, blah. I think the closest that I've gotten to that was, I have two times. One in second grade with, I think, this girl called Damien, if I'm not wrong. And we would always, we were basically best friends. I texted her when I moved to the new city when I was 7/8. But then we kind of fell apart after that. And I know the one thing I remember, like this memory of me and her was when I moved, and her birthday was a day after mine. My birthday's April 10th. Hers was April 11th. And I sent a happy birthday thing. And she said, thank you. And I think that was the last time I ever had contact with her. Yeah. And then I think another time that I've had that, I had a best, quote unquote, best friend was in fifth grade when this kid named Ashton moved from a different town to my school. And I don't know what was the moment. It was just in the moment. We clicked. And I went on a field trip to Sturbridge Village, I think, with him. And oh my God, I don't remember. It was just like a month of happiness, and me and him were best friends, and then he moved again. So, yeah, goodbye, best friend, and I don't have contact with him anymore ever since fifth grade. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm the only one who doesn't, I'm not complaining and be like, I don't have friends. Yeah, of course I have friends. I have friends that if I'm in, like, rough times, I can contact them, but I've never been in a friend group. I think that even, especially recently, I know that people have mentioned that I'm not, quote unquote, not approachable, and I talk too much and all that. And honestly, yeah, I do agree with the talking too much. I don't know if I'm necessarily not approachable. I think that maybe they're intimidated by me talking a lot, and I realized that, like, this was, like, last month, and I had to dial it down and realize that you're your own main character. You're your own main character. You have to focus on yourself, and like I said in the last episode, you have to love yourself before you can start loving others, and you gotta prioritize yourself, and that's, like, a work in progress for me. I don't know. I think that I've always created this fake character of myself in order to get friends. And it still happens. I sometimes lie about what I say, and I sometimes manipulate things. Well, I'm not a manipulator, but you know what I mean. In order to have friends. And I hate that I do that, but I don't know. It's just part of human nature for you to have friends. Yeah. It kind of sucks, but you know what? Hold up. Give me one second. I'm gonna take off my sweater. And the reason I'm not cutting this is because I want this podcast to just be a one take thing. So, yeah. Okay, I took off my sweater. I want to see if I have any other points to make, because I've been yapping so much, and I truly apologize. When friendships turn toxic, I think that when you're young, you don't exactly know when friendships turn toxic. And I think that you're blindsided when friendships turn toxic. Like, I was talking about, like, my sixth grade quote-unquote friendship. This person influenced me. Okay, I can't be like, this person influenced me to be depressed, because I think that, well, I don't know, the person did influence me to start thinking in certain ways, and that led me to be depressed, let's say that. And that was a really, really toxic friendship. This person, I remember, would snap me, and it'd be like, they would act as one of their other friends, and be like, this person got taken by a car, and blah, 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 and at the time, I believed it. I truly believed it. I thought that this person got kidnapped, and oh my god, the amount of anxiety that I had because of that was insane. Manipulated me, said that they liked me, and oh my god, yeah, just, if they do things like that, like, they change your mental health, and they're one of the reasons why you were really, really depressed and went so far as to post on your Snapchat story about that. Definitely a sign that it's a toxic friendship. Now, I think a big difference between a toxic friendship and a good friendship. A good friendship, they will be there whenever you need them. I have a friend right now, and I'd say that this is a good friendship. This is going to last a long time. And we're going to be going to the same college next year. I'm nervous for college. Oh, my God. But this person has... I met them, I think, sophomore year. And I don't know, from the moment I knew that this person was real, and they taught me so much, and I aspire to be them. I think that... they taught me how to be myself. Like, you gotta be your own self. You gotta be your own authentic self. They haven't changed one bit about their personality and how they act since I've met them. And I just aspire to be this person. Like, we don't have contact every day, and that's okay. But when we do have contact, it just seems like I've known this person my whole life. And I'm so excited that we get to go to the same college next year. And I'm not going to hang out with them every day. I don't think it's going to be like a, you know, best friends, you know. But I hope that this friendship lasts for a long time. And we never got into argument. Well, I think we've gotten into, like, disagreements. But it's inevitable to happen. You're going to be in some disagreements and all that. But we've never gotten into a huge argument. And we always tell each other things that just aren't, well, we always say things that we hear that we know aren't true. And we've always stuck with each other since sophomore year. And I'm happy that I have one of these friendships. Yeah, friendships is so complicated. It's an insane thing. And I think going into my senior year, and I'm not being like, oh my god, this thing clicked in my head, but it kind of did. Like, when you're 17 and you're almost an adult, you start to think sort of like an adult. I started to think, you know, why have I been a person who's never had, you know, one best friend, who's never been in a specific group of friends, like a specific friend group, or even like talking about last week with relationships, you know, why am I so obsessed with the idea of love? Even like, why am I so obsessed with the idea of friendships? I'm not so much obsessed with the idea of friendships. Why am I obsessed? You know, and that's like leading me wanting to go into psychology. Not as my major. I think I'm going to minor in psychology, and I'm excited to see where that goes. But I am just so fascinated by why we think like certain things, like what, of course there's going to be certain influences. Like, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for, I don't know, me joining choir my freshman year. It's a lot, and you gotta separate, sorry, this is kind of going off topic, you have to, there has to be a certain point where you have to separate yourself from people, from friends. I know that sometimes I have to do that. Like, one of the best times of the year for me is the summer, that when I don't hang out with so much people, and I don't have as much influences, and I kind of turn into more of my own authentic self. And I think that people see that at the beginning of the year, that I'm more nonchalant, chill, maybe. So I think that sometimes you have to take a step back. Like, I'm taking steps back right now. Like I said with last week, with, I don't know if I have an infatuation or a crush on this person. I've taken a step back. I took a step back. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with that friendship. I mean, that person, I accidentally left the camera in their car. So I need to see the person at least one more time. And I'm going to have to see the person again at some point. But you need to, there's a certain point where you need to divide yourself from other people. You gotta, like, what I'm doing right now, I'm literally in my closet talking to a $30 microphone, and I have these whole set of points that I made that I didn't hit half of them, and I'm gonna have to wrap up soon, because I don't want to talk for much longer. Well, I do, but I don't think anyone's gonna hear this. I mean, I don't know who's gonna even hear this at this point, but you gotta separate yourself. So I think, like, the biggest takeaways about friendships, at least that I have had, and I hope that I can continue with in the future, and I hope that I can learn more, be more positive. You know, not every friendship is meant to last forever, and that's okay. I think that people come into your life for a reason. They're like, there's certain reason, you know, I think it's like the soul theory or something like that, is that each person that is introduced in your life is there to teach a lesson. And I totally agree with that. I think that every person that I've met has taught me something that has led to me becoming who I am today. And I appreciate it. Yeah. Another thing is, like, surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself. That's also a work in progress. Well, I still have friends. I have friends who make me feel great about myself. Like, my friend that I'm going to go to college with next year together. It's going to be fun. Well, he's a grade ahead of me, but yeah, I'm excited. And friendships require effort, but they should never be an obligation. Like, I don't think you should be obliged to be a friend, and you should never force someone to, you know, constantly text and constantly hang out. And that's kind of the beauty. Like, you have to be yourself. But yeah, of course, once in a while, I'm going to hit up my friend and be like, hey, you want to hang out and stuff like that. And if the person says no, that's fine. I know they're busy. But if so, great. We get to expand our friendship and our relationship as friends. It would, yeah, exactly. Boom. I'm such a scholar. And what I would tell my younger self about friendships, it's okay that you're by yourself. I know that you want to be this popular person and you want to have so many friends. And yeah, me too. I want to have a lot of friends still, but it's better to have a few close friends that truly care about you than, I don't know, and have 100 not so close friends that, would rather take a $3 Taco Bell taco than yourself. Literally, that's what happened to me one time, but whatever. So yeah, I think that you gotta have, it's better to have a few close friends than a lot of just acquaintances. And I think that whoever's listening to this, please reflect on your friendships. Make sure you're in healthy, supportive relationships and friendships. I don't mean relationships in the sense of romance. I mean just friendships, because they are relationships at a certain point. Make sure that that person makes you feel good about yourself, that person doesn't talk beep about you. I'm going to try not to swear. That person will actually make you do better things, will make you a better person in the future, or make you feel better about yourself right now. That's what I have to do, and I think that's what you got to do. That's one thing I think I want to take from this episode. So yes, I think that's it. Like I said, it's okay to outgrow friendships. It's okay. Changes in the past. handling conflict and setting boundaries is very important for personal growth. Remember that. Okay, I think I am done with this episode. I think I've gone on for quite a bit of time. I think over 30 minutes, but I love talking. All right. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk with Kawan. Should I mention a bit of the next week's, not next week, in 2 weeks? Like what? Should I? You know what? I'll leak it a little bit. So on February 28th, it's going to be kind of related to friendships. It's going to be feeling out of place and finding where you belong, which ties a lot into friendships. Like this whole month, I want to talk about relationships and identity and yeah, like being a teen, just relationships and identity is very important. So that's it. Thank you for listening to whoever's listening, the two people who are listening. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in 2 weeks on February 28th. All right. Bisous. Ew, why did I say that?